Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
How do you manage data for your cattle business? Performance Beef is a comprehensive technology solution, integrating feed, financial, and health information into one easy-to-use platform. Hear how it's helped Chris Urbanczyk manage health data on his cattle operation.
Just keeping track of the drugs instantaneous. Guys finish at the chute, I can look it up at the office. Or if I'm at the house, I can look it up without having to call three people. I can see what cattle were doctored, if there was too many out of one pen, what's going on. We just got to be smarter with what we have.
Performance Beef helps Chris record processing data, enter costs, and track animal health history, all in real time at the chute. The mobile app also makes it easy to quickly log pasture and pen treatments on the go. Stop relying on pen and paper or complicated programs. Record data in real time with Performance Beef. Search Performance Beef online to request a demo and see how it can help simplify your business.
Oklahoma cotton producers are in the midst of the 2021 cotton harvest season. I spoke with Dr. Seth Bird, OSU Extension cotton specialist, about what he's hearing from producers at this critical stage of the cotton crop cycle.
Yeah, so we're seeing and hearing a lot of variable performance. I think that we've got some good cotton out there. And again, I think this kind of goes back to every conversation we've had for the past 2 or 3 months. Everything I'm saying is really all relative to 2021. This is not, when we say it's good, we're just saying it's good for this year. It's good for what we thought we were going to have. But yeah, a lot of variability, a lot of fields that are yielding maybe higher than we thought, probably a lot more that are yielding about what we thought, around average to below average, depending on where you are. Now that's a lot of that's for irrigated crop. And there are some good irrigated fields. Dry land, there's been some decent dry land out there. And, you know, we're still on the very low end of what's actually been ginned. We're probably maybe a little halfway through harvest for everything. But as far as what's been ginned, you know, we still had a long way to go to really know the full story. So this is kind of the early end of things. And as we've seen in years past, that can change a lot once we get more of the crop ginned.
Bird said during harvest, weather conditions become the big concern.
Was the beneficial part. And we haven't had any detrimental weather. You know, you can always get through all those things. And, you know, I hate to sound like we're always worrying, but in previous years, we've had bad weather in October and in November that have caused us issues with harvest. So far, we've really had a pretty good harvest window in terms of weather. There's been some windstorms that have come through that could have caused problems. I don't think they caused as many problems as maybe we thought they would. In general, we made it through the fall and we're making it into harvest with still pretty good conditions. The only thing that maybe some folks wish would happen that we haven't had happen on a large proportion of acres yet is a killing freeze.
Bird said it's always good to see dollar cotton.
Yeah, you're never going to get anybody complaining when the prices are high. And dollar cotton is certainly nothing to complain about, and it's certainly high. I guess I'm no economist. I'm barely an agronomist, but I guess I've been surprised about how long it's held as high as it has been. That's been, I think, beneficial and has made some of the struggles we had, at least in Oklahoma earlier in the year, worth, you know, struggling through.
As of November the 8th, about 50% of Oklahoma's cotton crop has been harvested, with nearly 100% of irrigated cotton harvested. To hear my complete conversation on the cotton crop with Dr. Seth Bird, go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron. If you ever find yourself in a dispute, don't forget about the Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program. The Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program has been helping people in agriculture resolve conflicts since 1987. Their professional mediators can help farmers and ranchers and federal agencies work together to reach a good solution without getting into the courts. So the next time a conflict comes up with lease issues or family farm transitions, neighbor disputes, or anything else that might need a mediator, give Oklahoma Ag Mediation a call at 800-248-5465 or go to ok.gov/mediation. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.